Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, lawmakers in Kansas are responding to a failure of Congress, the failure to overhaul health care. Yesterday, the largely Republican Kansas legislature did something no one would have expected a year ago. They voted to expand Medicaid under the very law, Obamacare, their leaders railed against. Now, Governor Sam Brownback is expected to veto the bill, but lawmakers almost got the two-thirds majority that would have made their bill veto-proof. And now Kansas joins other states that had rejected Medicaid expansion, like Maine, North Carolina, Virginia, deciding how to go forward. Jim McLean is managing editor of KCUR's Kansas News Service. He joins us now. Hi, Jim.
Hey, hi, Robin.
So Kansas, one of the states that initially refused the Medicaid expansion, which again would have allowed more low-income people, children, the disabled, the blind, to qualify. Remind us what the objections were before, because the federal government picks up the bulk of the cost of the expansion.
Well, that's a good question. The objection from Governor Sam Brownback has always been his longstanding opposition to Obamacare generally. And as you mentioned, this expansion is really directed, really meant to cover more low-income adults, so-called, the governor calls them able-bodied adults. And I think primarily the governor and a lot of conservative Republicans object to expanding a publicly funded program to that population, whom they believe should be getting jobs and paying for their own health care. That's one of the fundamental objections, I think, that the governor has and some Republicans have had until this point here in Kansas.
Right. Well, so there was a moral objection, but we should say that the federal government was paying something like 95% of it. That's going to go down to 90 by 2020. Right. So some people thought the costs were going to rise for the states, but still, the feds were taking the bulk of it. But
I should also say that the governor and others, frankly, didn't believe the obligation in the ACA is that the federal government's share of the cost would never dip below 90%. And the governor said over and over again, he just simply didn't believe that that would be true going forward.
Well, you say till now, that this was the thinking. What has changed on the part of some of the Republican lawmakers there?
Well, really, it has more to do with Governor Brownback than it does expansion itself. He pushed some income tax cuts through the legislature several years ago. He said they would stimulate the Kansas economy, would give the economy a shot of adrenaline, I think is what he said. But instead, they've crashed revenues, and that has forced cuts to schools, universities, highway programs, and social highway projects and social programs. And so what happened was there was a bit of a backlash last November against Governor Brownback and his tax and budget policies. And it just so happens that the more moderate Republicans and Democrats who were challenging some conservative incumbents, claiming that they were going to go to Topeka and, quote unquote, fix the budget mess, also were supporters of Medicaid expansion. So this burgeoning support for expansion is a bit of a byproduct.
Yeah. Well, Governor Brownback, as we said, likely to veto the bill. What are other legislators there saying?
Well, some other legislators, I mean, the majority of legislators, as you pointed out in the open, this passed by really significant margins in both the House and the Senate. But, of course, there are still those who are opposed to it. Senator Jake LaTourneur, for example, is a Republican who agrees with the governor and others who say it would simply be foolish for the state to move forward at this point because he fully expects Obamacare to be repealed and along with it the federal dollars that have enticed many states to expand their Medicaid programs.
I think Washington's going the opposite direction. They're going to the right and we're going to the left, it seems, in Kansas. This is an enormous entitlement. We're writing checks that we can't cash.
Well, he might have
a
point there.
Senator Jake LaTourneur.
Yeah, he might have a point, too, because Donald Trump is saying there might be a new deal. But what about the residents of Kansas? Do they want this bill to pass, an expansion?
Well, it would appear so. There have been lots of polls since this debate began, and the latest one showed that about 82% of Kansas voters actually supported expansion. I think there are a couple of reasons why that's the case, a couple of factors. First, a lot of Kansans, frankly, are anxious about their hospitals. About a year and a half ago, a hospital closed in Independence. That's a town of about 10,000 in the southeast corner of the state. And so they're anxious about that, and they think that they're being left out. They know that a lot of federal money is flowing to these expansion states, and Kansas is missing out. David Jordan heads a coalition spearheading the lobbying effort for expansion, and he talks about those factors. He says they're driving public opinion and generating momentum in the statehouse for expansion.
People see how this benefits their neighbors. They see how it benefits their local hospitals. They see how it can help create jobs. And that's why there's momentum and support for this policy, and that's why the legislature is acting.
Some voices from Kansas. And Jim, I'm going to have to end it there, but we're going to follow this. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk, exactly?
Jim McLean, Managing Editor of the Kansas News Service. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
My pleasure.